This is
For a Better Life.
For a Better Life.
فرمود باعث تو لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم, brothers and sisters from all parts of the world. Welcome back to IRB English Radio. You're listening to the program For a Better Life. I am Bita, and once again, I have the honor to be at your service, sharing my point of view and ideas, opinions about everything with you in order to have a better life. So, in the last episode, specifically, we were talking about actually because of emotions and the bad and good approach towards emotions, and in order to have a short and brief review on everything we talked about, I just have to tell you we talked about some factors that lead to an intelligent approach and thinking, okay? And we talked about these important facts that we shouldn't make decisions fastly and rapidly and by haste or emotions. We shouldn't actually be impatient, and we have to make decisions based on patience, forbearance, and courage. We have to define our aim and purpose. And our reasoning should be based on facts and not on rumors. We talked about these problems of new social medias and so on, that the focus on emotions are too much, that we forget that reasoning and intellect are, you know, more important than just our own emotions. We're going to follow more factors that indicate an unreasonable approach to resolving issues. So let's keep it here, go for a short break, then we're going to come back. Stay tuned. Talking about the factors that indicate an unreasonable approach to resolving issues, we are using narrations, quotations, and stories from life of our infallibles and Ahlul Bayt, and also Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon them. And we're going to take important lessons. Thank you for being with me. Let's go for the factors. Number one, treating issues with force and stubbornness. Sometimes you just want to prove something to yourself. Like you want to prove that you are right. You want to prove that you can make the right decisions at the moment. You want to prove this mere fact to yourself that you're enough. Okay? And these are the things that will lead you to a stage of making decisions by emotions, by feelings, by haste, by impatience, and all of these bad things. So just don't do anything in your life with this force and stubbornness. Don't prove anything to yourself. You don't need it. You have to keep your intellect in a balanced way and go for some rational and reasonable ways to approach your issues. Number two, not accepting others' views. Sometimes you're so proud of yourself. It happens, I think, to every single of us, that we feel like so much proud of ourselves that we don't go for solutions. We don't go for consult. We don't go for talking to other people because we think we're enough. You see the paradoxical content here. The first factor I mentioned for you, one of the problems with that was thinking that you're not enough. And here we're talking about that you think you're enough, okay? So what should we do, being enough or not? The thing is, you have to feel enough at the moment. Your abilities, your beauty, your blessings, okay? Just look at the full half of the glass, okay? But you shouldn't feel like it's enough progress. It's enough development. It's enough thing for me. No, it's not. It's never enough. You have to go for that. You have to go for knowledge. You have to go for experience. You have to go for experiment. And all of these are necessary for your life, and it's not never enough. But you are enough at the moment. Don't forget the value of yourself and try to work on your self-esteem and self-confidence, which are two important things in everybody's life. Number three, viewing everyone with suspicion. Sometimes we have trust issues, which is completely normal in modern world with all these difficulties, with all the things that we are facing, especially on social medias, that we're facing people and we are actually listening to their stories. They are being cheated on, they are broken, they are heartbroken, they are this, they are that, and we feel like we cannot trust anyone anymore. And this is sad, because if you feel like you don't trust anyone in your life, then you're going to work on that, because approaching everybody with suspicion, it will become like a disease for you, unfortunately, and it will affect your communication so much that it will enable you with actually make you unable to communicate with other people. So keep that in mind. Number four, dealing the issue without weighing the pros and cons. Sometimes you're so biased, your mind is somehow brainwashed, and you're looking at everything from one angle. I do believe in that beautiful sentence that tells, there is no complete dark or complete bright in this world. There is a mixture of them, especially about people. If there is no absolute bad or absolute good people in this world. Everybody has a history, has a background, has a story which you're not aware of, and you have to just keep that in mind. You cannot be a part of everybody's life. You cannot be this, you cannot be that, but you have to understand that there are things you don't know about people. There are things you don't know about the life of people, about the story of them. You are being only a one chapter of this whole book, and you don't even haven't read the other chapters. So this is an important fact to remember. Number five, proceeding on the matter based on prejudice and rumors. This prejudice, unfortunately, is one of the diseases of the youth generation, the old generation. I see no difference here. I think the only thing that bridges the gap between generations is this prejudice. Actually, you can have prejudice on not having prejudice, but it's the fact, it's the truth. Let's go for the sixth one. Always being critical of oneself and others. Unfortunately, we are living in a world full of criticism, full of feeling like you have to criticize everyone, or you are not fully actually accepted in the society. This is a disease, really, really. Don't criticize too much yourself, too much others, and sometimes you have to take it easy. So let's go for a short break, then we're going to come back for the last part of the episode.
Your mercy, your love is all I need. All I need is all I need. All I need is all I need. All I need is all I need. Oh,
your love is all I need. To be all I need. And I know that you see how much you mean to me.
All right, English Radio for a Better Life. We're talking about the factors, the bad approach towards the issues. We're going to go for the number seven, not explaining the aim clearly, not having an opinion about future. When you cannot imagine your future clearly, or when you don't have a goal, then your bond with Allah Almighty will be loosened too. The bond with yourself is going to be weak too, okay? So this feeling of being clear with yourself, of having your standards, of having your own thoughts is really important. Go for that. Try to find your goal. Try to keep that in mind. This life in this world is not permanent. We're going to die every day, one day. And there would be an afterlife there for you. And you will see all the consequences of every little thing that you did in your life. So with just keeping that in mind, I think most of the problems we've solved, and half of the way is past. Thank you for listening to me. It was all the time I have for today's episode. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Every grain of sand in every desert land, he knows. Every shade of palm, every closed hand, he knows. Every sparkling tear on every eyelash, he knows. Every thought I have and every word I share.